The time is 6 o'clock on July 19, 2023, and I would like to call this regular meeting of the Veterans Advisory Commission to order. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Akana?
Present.
Commissioner Below Long? For the record, Commissioner Below Long is not here. Commissioner Hooker? For the record, Commissioner Hooker is not here. Commissioner Pine?
Here, present.
And Commissioner Williams?
Present.
Are these excused absences, or is that something we do later?
Yes.
Okay. Any public comments?
Oh, we do not have any public comments, no.
Do I need to read this part, the public comments section?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Public comments is a section on the agenda for members of the public to address the board on items that are not listed on the agenda. Has the secretary received any requests to speak or e-comments?
No, we have not received any requests.
Next, we have action items. So we in action item one. Is there a motion to approve Commissioner? Oh, we haven't done that yet.
Oh, just read the first, the black. You can read the item.
Discussion selection of chair and vice chair for the fiscal year 23-24. Staff recommendation. Commission to discuss and select a new chair and vice chair for fiscal year 2024. Is this where we do nominations? Mm-hmm. Is there any nominations?
Well, I nominate Nympha Akana
as the chair.
As the chair.
I will second that.
Do we need to discuss this first?
Yeah,
pass the motion.
Open for chair and vice chair. So we have the two votes currently for chair. Any discussion for vice chair?
Oh, we do it all at one time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? The chair is absent. Is he coming back?
Yes, he's just absent for this.
And it's an excused absence?
Yes.
Can we vote him in or nominate him in his absentia?
That I am not sure. I do believe the option is open to table the nominations until our next meeting.
I mean, given we've only had one kind of meeting,
mm-hmm.
and he really expressed an interest in being involved as the chair,
right.
I think if you concur, I think it would be great if we could do that.
I don't mind
and keep
staying
him in
on
that leadership.
Vice chair and keeping
I
him
think
as Hooker.
It's probably better to make you chair.
Oh, and what about vice chair for Hooker?
Well, vice chair for him.
Oh.
And the reason that I say that is
mm-hmm.
you're here and can keep it moving forward, whereas if we put him as chair, he would have to come in and jump back in and get caught up. And this would be more continuity, and you're here more times.
Any other discussion?
So then she will still remain vice chair since we already nominated her?
It's up to you.
I'm sorry, but... Oh, everything would just go back to where it is until next week if we decide not to vote tonight.
It could either
no,
be.
Why can't we vote tonight?
I think we should vote.
Can we vote for
we're
him?
A quorum.
Mm-hmm. Him's not
yeah.
present?
That's why I just asked.
Because of the quorum, there's
yes.
three. It is, you are entitled to do the vote, or like you said, if you table it, then nothing, everything will stay the same until the next meeting, and then it'll be the agenda item again to
okay.
make a vote.
I think it would be more prudent to vote on it right now, not table it, and that way it's in, and the only question would be, would he accept that? Which I don't see that would be a problem. If we don't do that and we table it, then we have to vote again, and then we have to do it again.
Yeah.
And that's 6 months.
So the motion is to appoint Commissioner Khan as chair and Commissioner Hooker as vice chair. Is that the motion?
Yes. Right?
Any
That's
more
what I understood.
Any more discussion?
Akana is chair.
That's the motion that she...
Yes.
Well, both of you guys made. Okay.
I second it.
And then I made the motion to put him as the vice chair in absentia,
provided
he accepts
it. Do we need to do two motions at... Can we do two motions at one time or one at a time?
Yeah, this the second sentence, I believe, for you. If you read that, then we'll have that, and then I'll...
I see.
There you go, yeah.
All in favor for Commissioner Khanna to be chair?
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So the second motion is for Commissioner Hooker to be vice chair. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So the motion to approve Commissioner Khanna as chair and Commissioner Hooker as vice chair has been passed.
And for the record, it is motioned by Commissioner Pine and second by Commissioner Williams. Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
The next item is item 4.2. Develop and discuss goals and objectives for fiscal year 23-24. Staff recommendation is commission to develop and discuss goals and objectives for fiscal year 23-24.
Well, now we know we're going to be voting for Veteran of the Year. So that's open.
That's
for
three, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
three.
Okay. So other things, okay.
Pretty much just open discussion, whatever.
So I was confused on the last meeting. We talked about things that we could do and get involved in the community, and then we decided to table that because I don't know why. I mean, in my head, I was a little unclear. But I thought that I understood that we couldn't bring things up unless we put them in writing ahead of time.
Put it on the agenda.
So now, can we just discuss this open and bring ideas up, anything we want?
Yes, so develop and discuss, as you said, you bring up different goals that or objectives that we might want to have for future items. We'll write them down, and then if we pick a specific topic that you would want to dive into more in depth, that will be an agenda item we can add for our next meeting.
Okay, and then what do we decide at the next meeting at the agenda item? Whether to, in fact, do it or not?
I guess it would depend on what the goal or objective is that we're writing down to specify and then go from there. But if we did want it as an agenda item, you submit it in writing and then we can kind of clarify, I guess, the wording with the chair before the meeting. And then that's how we'll publish this before our next meeting.
Okay.
You sound like you have ideas.
Well, I had ideas at the last meeting and then I threw them out because I was told you can't do it unless you submit it in writing and get approval. And I'm like, no, shit. Or, sorry. That's just hard. Yeah, I know. My Navy tongue. Here. Navy. That excuses me. I have two shoes. That. No, so I was thinking... Last time, it was very important to me to do Flag Day, Memorial Day, and the 4th of July. And those all got hit upside my head, and they're gone now. So would now be the time to bring that up for next meeting?
Bring it on.
Because now, if we bring something up, I'm thinking more towards Veterans Day and the things that are coming up. And the Veterans Day projects are already done for San Diego, and I'm involved in that. So, you know, the big parades and all that. I don't know what Chula Vista is doing, but if we bring that up as a discussion item and say, how do we want to get the word out, get involved, etc., and we wait till the next meeting, well, that's Veterans Day. So I'm a little confused as to how this will work and still remain timely.
I guess I could use a clip, and perhaps if I could build off this, please jump in at any time. But it, as I understand your question, it's, when is there an appropriate time for open discussion, and what needs to be put on the agenda? Because if we're always putting the next conversation topic on next month's agenda, it's just perpetually kicking things down the road, and we can never talk about them openly. So are agenda items where definitive decisions are made in order to some type of action item that's going to take place out of this? So that's where an agenda item needs to be born, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they can openly discuss whatever they want right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't put anything on the agenda today.
Right, it'll be for the next time.
And that's my point. Our next meeting, then it's on the agenda, and then it's too late to make a decision because it's Veterans Day.
Well, let's make it for next year.
So it's September.
We can still put it in there and do it for next year.
Backtrack it up.
Do whatever we can do now.
For 2024.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing coming up in 2023 is too late to get involved in,
except
but we can
start
with
veterans.
Well, that's a different agenda item.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, for this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So then this would be hit Memorial Day, Flag Day, 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
because those are coming up, and maybe the top four.
Yes.
And do them all at once instead of wait till, you know, the one before Veterans Day or the one before. Just do those four. Those are the ones that I see, to me, are the most important things that we as veterans need to get involved
mm-hmm.
in.
So
yes.
Can we say that in general that we need to have, we can't be so detailed that this is what we're going to do for Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Flag Day, but we could say that we have it, that we plan to do something? Can we be general?
Put that as an agenda item. You know?
Yes. I believe if you have a specific idea as well now
uh-huh.
That you would want to implement, we can put the actual action as an agenda item. For example, if we are going to have a veteran or have a hand in a veteran event or pitch an idea for it to be solidified as an agenda item for the next month
mm-hmm.
And kind of do the homework in between to add
mm-hmm.
context for that item. As you said, because I know the time frame in between. We can have, you know, for the record, like, oh, Commissioner Pine will be looking into this event too for our next agenda item in our next meeting, kind of a deal.
Okay.
So whatever it is that you want to be discussed as like a goal or objective to get involved in or to bring up, to get more involved in, we can totally.
Then that would be my top four that I would like to bring up
mm-hmm.
and put on the agenda. If there's more, I'm not narrowing it down or anything. I'm just saying at a minimum, those four things are important to veterans. Active veterans and former, you know, Veterans Day and Memorial Day, the ones that are here now and the ones that have gone before.
Mm-hmm.
And to miss that, I think, just is a sacrilege to what we're here for.
And for the record, the four you were referring to were
Memorial Day,
mm-hmm.
Flag Day, 4th of July, Veterans Day.
Okay,
perfect. And there's more that, you know, certainly, but to me those are national events
yeah.
that are a big fat hairy deal.
But if something comes up in the community that we weren't aware of, like something comes up 3 months ago that can't we go ahead and support it, or does it have to be on the agenda? Because, you know, I'm from the Benita Museum. They're thinking of doing an exhibit about seals. So that's not till the end of the year. But I don't know the specifics, so I don't know if I should bring it up, or is it something that we could support once I find the details?
Yeah, so since it's being discussed openly right now,
mm-hmm.
So we said, like, for the record, Commissioner Akana will look into the Benita Museum's
mm-hmm.
seal exhibit. And then if you find information for our next meeting, we can still have a discussion over it if it's toward the end of the year. And then if there is involvement or something you would want to push for the Veteran Commission to be involved with, then that we can make that an agenda item to physically publish that for before
okay.
it happens.
Mm-hmm.
That means. And then by that time, we can also do more research
mm-hmm.
as to what the limitations and things of that nature are, if that works as well.
Yeah,
and we can expand into other places. We can go into Bonita. We can go into San Diego. We missed the Pride Parade. That was just beyond fabulous. That really was the event of the year in my mind. It was like a 5-hour parade.
I would like to see if we can come up with something to do for women veterans.
Yeah, in March.
That's a good goal and objective.
And another one could be with families, too. So we get them on the agenda and see what we can go from there and brainstorm.
Mm-hmm. Families, for the record.
So when we bring these items up, are we then volunteering to do the research and bring them back to the group next meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We can have designations, you know, for the record, and then as I send out the emails to get quorum and for agenda items that we discuss with the chair, that's when we can figure out, gather the research intel, any supplements, presentations that people may want to bring, the public comments if people from the public come. It's kind of like that nature. We're just
okay.
emailing. But it would be directly with the Veteran Commission email.
Okay.
that you get the emails from.
So we'll get this on the email.
Yes.
Okay.
So these are things bigger than just us that are events that we like to maybe lend our support to, but other things that are in the community that are ongoing, I think those warrant discussing as well. And not necessarily doing anything necessarily, but that was a duplicate. But putting them out there so that they're available, and there's a one-stop shop site. I've gone through the Chula Vista site, and there's a lot of fractured data, and there's great things out there, but you got to keep looking for stuff. And so the Veterans Yoga Project is near and dear to me now, because now I do it twice a week, and it's been phenomenal. I've been able now to sit in a restaurant without having my back to the wall, and that's a...
Yeah.
Ah, that's a big, fat, hairy deal.
Yeah.
So this Veterans Yoga Project, I think, is something that would be helpful for anybody because it's free. And there's lots of sites. It's nationwide. It's not just right here. And it happens to be, you know, a couple miles from my house is very convenient. But they're all around San Diego, as I think you can attest to. Things like that that are there, that are just there. People are doing things saying, come on in whenever you want. But nobody, not nobody, very few people really know they exist unless you're reached out and touched. So now everybody here knows it exists, but you don't know where to go or how to find out. That's what my concern is getting the data and have a one-stop shop spot somewhere online where you can, even if you have to click and click and click, distill down. Parks and Rec. If I go into Parks and Rec, I can find all the different little recreation areas in Chula Vista and find the little classes and see what's happening when. Why is the Veterans Yoga Project not there?
Can we have that online, like Veterans Resources, as part of our link?
Yes,
can
I was
going to
say, we do have our Veterans Advisory Commission page. I do know what you're talking about as well. The other pages have links and information about events in the city or calendar events.
Mm-hmm.
So I will ask city council or city clerk how we go about entering our own information on our homepage. I believe the liaison and I both have access to do updates. So I think it would just be a matter of gathering the information, of finding what is specifically in Chula Vista, and then we can add it to the page. But I will definitely add that as an item to ask city clerk.
Do we have a Veterans Advisory Commission Facebook page, or are we allowed to have that?
I thought we discussed this in the first meeting.
Yeah, I forgot what the answer was.
Yeah, I don't believe we're allowed to
do
social
do
media.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why we couldn't talk to each other.
And
we were told don't call each other.
The brown
it was
number.
Yes.
Social media and fundraising that we couldn't do.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And calling each other.
Of fundraising.
May I offer a couple of suggestions?
Highly structured meetings.
Yeah.
So I understand.
Yeah.
No. I've been in those places.
Yeah.
I've just.
Yeah, I think we might have to wait. Till
okay. Let me just. I'll write some notes so I don't forget. But yeah.
Write notes and bring them to me.
And speaking of fundraising, last meeting we talked about if we have a budget.
We do not have
a
budget.
So how do we get a budget? And for what tent?
I believe we did ask city clerk the last time about budget and fundraising together. I don't have the answer in front of me. I believe I did have it from the last meeting we had.
Mm-hmm.
I'll revisit it. I do believe they did say...
I thought it was no and
no.
No
and no. But
no
context-wise, I will revisit that and see if there's limitations to doing anything like around that. Or if it's just a matter of...
requesting
something along those lines. But I will ask city clerk again about that.
Thank
one
you.
As well.
Can I add on to that, Alyssa? Can you ask not just if there's money, but are there other resources? Because there are flags and stuff that go up down Old Third. Who does that, and where are they? And can we maybe get involved with somebody else, given that we don't have money? Maybe we could support it somehow, just maybe even by being there and helping plant the flags or something.
Or
but I know there's...
Can the business donate their capability to do the flags for us? Because we're not raising money. What if...
Well, they're already there. We already have flags somewhere in Chula Vista City.
Yeah, somebody has
Because they
those.
Go up. Yeah, they go up on all.
So a matter of asking about where flags can be
Or any kind of patriotic resources. So the buntings that go up, like the Lemon Festival has that bunting with the banners. There's also, like on 4th of July, there were banners with red, white, and blue. Where'd they come from?
Where are they stored?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they ours as the city? Or maybe a business, like you said, maybe a business did it.
And for the record, the flags that we're talking about, to be hung like year-round, or are we talking about...
I think special times.
Around the special...
Year-round, you have a problem, because then they have to have lights and all that.
So one of the days, Memorial, 4th of July flag day.
So the four that we specified earlier?
I'd be happy with any one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Any one of them.
One is better than zero. But let's shoot for four. Because
we have them. I don't know how much money does it cost for someone to put them up. Is that city staff that does that, or is it...
Public Works would be capable of that kind of work. I'm not saying that they are the department that's handling that. But if I could imagine a department that was equipped for that type of work, that they would be.
See, so we're not really using
money. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
We'll figure it out.
You know, or get a lighter and light the pole on fire, and then the fire truck can come in and...
That's what, just
run up there really
fire
fast.
Fire by fire, and we'll just replace. That's our plan. Put it on the agenda.
We all fire.
Yep.
Is there any more discussion? Because these are all great ideas.
I have one more. I don't know if it'll work. I've visited another city, and instead of having, I don't know if it's a special occasion, but in their city they had pictures of soldiers hanging on their light poles all around the city, just honoring
the veterans. We have those
veterans.
In Chula Vista.
Just pictures of veterans.
Yeah, the old, it's new old. I don't know the area. It's south of Telegraph Canyon and east of 805. All of those are the Purple Heart Medal of Honors, and their pictures and their names are on.
Okay.
And the streets are actually named after.
Great. Excellent.
It's incredible.
Excellent.
But maybe we could bring more attention to that.
Yeah, or do it on another location. Oh, yeah, bring some attention to it.
Yeah. The Memorial Bowl concerts. Can we get involved in that? Maybe have a little plug. And say, hey, just even acknowledge before they do their songs or whatever, a pledge, the Star-Spangled Banner, whatever. And, hey, any veterans in the... Acknowledge or stand up, yay, thank you for your service, and then move on.
And
that's easy, and it doesn't cost money.
Website and resource.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll add that for the record to the, as far as the veteran page, right? Adding that information to the veteran page as a one-stop shop for information and where they could see it. Somebody wouldn't know where it is in Chula Vista.
And we can just point them to a spot. As opposed to, www.whatever. Just here's where it is.
Excellent.
Any more discussion? Is there, wow, that's a huge motion. What is this? Is there a motion to approve the goals and objectives for fiscal year 23-24? Do we need to restate that motion?
Yes, just for everything in general that was said. Essentially, we're just approving that everything is acknowledged and... will be looked into further.
I have a motion by Commissioner Pine.
Yes.
Can you make that motion?
Sure. I am happy to make that motion.
And a second by Commissioner Williams. Sorry.
We'll trade off. Tag, you're in.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the next item is item 4.3, Develop and Discuss Veteran of the Year Program. Staff recommendation, commission to develop and discuss Veteran of the Year program. I just noticed on the website it says due, the date is off.
The
application was due 2021.
Yeah.
I just briefly look at that. So, is this where we discuss criteria, or is this, do you know if any applications have been turned in?
No, so I believe this is currently what's on the website, so I think right when COVID hit, this was the last time it was done, so that's why the information has not been updated. So as far as the discussion, just at the open discussion as to what would want to be changed on here, the criteria, the time frame, anything on the form, completely open.
Is the veteran typically recognized at a city council meeting in November?
I do not.
If it is, I'd like to propose that we change the submit date to. I guess we'd have to have it in the month before because we'd have to meet to vote on that
mm-hmm.
person.
So submit by. You have any?
Wow.
Discussion
so
of a
when
date?
Do we want to present it?
So can we have a special meeting to discuss?
Mm-hmm.
Since the date's too early, because we would have to meet the third week of August.
Well, if we go by this, they were all due by the 30th of June.
July.
No.
Submit by July 31?
This form must be submitted by June 30th of the year of submission to the police department.
So what it looks
so
like
all
that'll
is change.
They used to do it for a whole year, I believe January to December, and then for the ones that have 2 years, they did it for fiscal years, which would be July 1st through June 30th. As we said, open discussion. Your hands now. We could be changed to a January to December or keep it for fiscal, which would have been July to June, which is a little, obviously a little past now. But if it's something you wanted to continue, then we would keep the July 31st.
I think we could save face by making it calendar year as opposed to, oops, we missed the deadline.
Does that mean we won't recognize them this year?
It would be this year, but recognize 2024. So the end of this year, January to December, right? Because it's after. You go through the process up to 6 months afterwards. So it's the things that the person did 2023, which would make the deadline due December 31st. And then we could have it in the January meeting and discuss them. And if we keep going on the monthly meetings, we could have it as soon as February.
You'd want to recognize during, I thought we'd recognize them during Veterans Day. I mean, Veterans Month, which is November, isn't it?
Then it would be inclusive of last year, which we weren't part of last
but
year.
But we don't have any applications.
Yeah, well, yeah, but if we did that, then it would have to have been last year.
And unless we change the dates.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if we keep it, like you said, in the fiscal year and recognize it in Veterans Day of that year, we still wouldn't have one for this year.
Yeah, that's a shame. I mean, it would be real nice if we could do it. But I understand the timeline
it.
Is just so. But then if we change it, I mean, I do like this. So either we're going to have to keep it like this and not do it or change it.
Well, if
so
we keep it like this and change the deadline dates, because obviously we can't make the June 30th or the July 31st submission.
Mm-hmm.
And we make it, we'd have to push it to August and then get the word out really quick somehow. And that would be a concern for me.
If we have it, let's say you have it till the end of August and we have a special meeting to recognize them at the city council meeting in November, that's possible. It would be
but
a
how
good
are
marketing.
You going to get the word out?
The marketing through the mayor's newsletters, through Nextdoor. It'd be marketing for us because if
yeah.
we do it this year and we only get 5 applications, that's fine because that's a form of us marketing because then
yeah.
people go, oh, who's that? Then they'll apply next year.
Yes.
But that's how
at least we get something.
Yes.
Something.
We can do that if we can link in with some kind of marketing plan. I have no idea what you're talking about, the mayor's newsletter, because I haven't seen one of those in ever.
I get one once a month.
Really? Okay.
Right? He sends those out all the time.
I've seen zero from John. Zero.
Really?
Since he got elected, I've not heard from him once.
I don't know how
he
used
to be involved everywhere.
How do they create those databases?
That I'm not aware of. I believe it's with the city clerk's office. and city manager, however they disperse their
You didn't even get one that said, Happy 4th of July.
No.
See, I got those. I get those all the time.
So maybe it's
those?
A function
yeah.
of getting
get
in
email.
That
get
and then
emails.
Updating. I can find that list. But if, yeah, if you get that and it goes to everybody, man, more power to it.
And then with the newspaper that comes out that it says our
hometown?
Our hometown.
That's funds. That would be Michael Monaco owns that. He'd have to do it for us for free because we
yeah,
don't have funds.
We can ask him.
I guess you could ask.
What was the name for the record?
Our
hometown,
hometown
magazine?
Hometown.
Newspaper.
Newspaper. It's free.
Yeah.
But it's a private business, right? What if we, well, we can't fundraise, but what if we got a sponsor to say something?
Let's ask him if he could do it free first.
No, but have him say something. Because you can't fundraise. You can't ask him to do it for
right. Oh, okay, that's fundraising?
Yeah.
Ask him to do it for free.
If you ask anyone to give you anything in good services or any kind of value, it's considered fundraising.
So we have to ask him to sponsor it.
Oh.
You would have to be very careful and say, hey, would you want to run an ad and just say that you know what we are and here's some information on what we do?
But he could run it as a newspaper article.
From him.
Right.
Right.
He could write about yeah. what we're doing, so that's news. It's not an ad.
Mm-hmm. You could do that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We could work around. We have to be
yeah,
creative.
We do. We can be creative.
On the record.
As long
ask.
As it's not tangible good services
right.
or money,
it's
we're
a
good.
News article.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's news. We're news.
Yes. Yes.
So, news article.
I feel like it would be newsworthy, especially after COVID. To let people know that there's a civic group that's doing good things and is also open to participation. Like that is a newsworthy.
Yeah.
And when you say the name of the news, our hometown. I mean that's hometown news.
Yes.
I mean that's a match made in heaven.
Yes.
It's just my 2 cents for their.
I love that. You deserve a chocolate.
No, thank you.
Or two. We could sync that with. The Veteran of the Year application.
Right.
And make that the news story.
Yes.
As opposed to about us.
Right.
Make it, hey, Veteran of the Year. And that way we'll just see how that goes.
This is what the commission does. And
yeah.
Right now we're looking to, if you have someone to nominate.
Yeah. We know, and you can self-nominate or nominate someone else, but we know y'all are out there doing God's work. So raise your hand. We're not really good at raising our own hand, but you know somebody whose hand. I... Shirley Farrell, I did hers, and she is the Veteran of the Year,
mm-hmm.
4 years ago, but, and now she's the National Veteran of the Year.
Wow.
There's a lot that can be synced with that, and my head's spinning here. I'm the webmaster for Military Women Across the Nation.
Wow.
Shirley is our Pillows for Patriot coordinator, and Lindbergh Field and West Coast project manager. Maybe I can have Shirley come in and give some kind of interview to this person, and he can talk to her about her experience. I don't know the other people,
mm-hmm.
but maybe get some of them in a room.
Is she local right now?
She is. She lives in National City.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even ask. Yes, she lives in National City.
And do you have to live in Chula Vista?
That's what it says.
Wait. What?
Live or work in Chula Vista, yeah.
But
and
she lives
in
National City, but she's a former.
Yes, but... The catch is it has to have San Diego wide impact.
Oh, okay.
So that's how we got.
Very creative, see?
But we can use that as maybe the news article, and that would spread the word with whoever they know, because they're going to talk to other people, too.
Alyssa, can you find out how people get on Mayor McCann's database? Because now I found out she doesn't even get it. Do you get it? Do you get his newsletters?
Yeah, I figured it was because I signed up for coffee.
Yeah, because he has those things that says have breakfast with the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get that?
I had seen...
Can I talk to him?
I'd seen advertisements, and I just... I went to a couple of his... meet him as a commissioner, and every time you submit an RSVP, my assumption is my information's going into a database. He then turns it around.
Mm.
So
I don't think they effectively use their social media, though. because I do that with the council and with Facebook, and I still don't get that.
Okay.
I used to.
Does each council member have their own database?
Ooh,
that I'm not
aware
of. That's
a good question.
Because it should go out to everyone in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about pushing it and seeing what we get? Even if we get 5, I'd be happy because it pushes, kicks off for next year.
Mm-hmm.
But
so are you saying do it and then have a special meeting in August? Why don't we just bring it up in August, in our meeting in August?
Because that's the deadline. Do you think that's a... Well, when
July's
they...
almost over.
I know.
So we can't go
mm-hmm.
July deadline.
We'd have to request it for that veteran to be acknowledged at a city council meeting in November, right? And do they have city council meetings every 2 weeks or once every week?
I want to say it's once a month.
I think it's once a month.
Don't quote me.
It's definitely not every 2 weeks.
Not
every 2 weeks. For sure, not every 2 weeks.
I just know it's a Tuesday.
Yes.
So if we did the end of the deadline submission for the end of August, we could actually discuss it, vote on it, and make a decision in September's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still enough time because that gives us October to get the name out there and set up the meeting or the presence. We'll have a slot. We could request a slot in November's meeting and have it being held for the announcement. Could we do that and kind of work 3 or 4 things at the same time?
But you might miss the city council meeting if you do it, if we meet in November. If you want to do it at the city, if you want to present it at the city council meeting, we want to have it taken care of before November.
Right. That's why I say September.
Oh, I thought you said November meeting.
No, the city council meeting in November.
Okay, gotcha.
Our meeting, our September meeting,
yes.
We will have the end of August all correlated and...
Yes.
All the way to, can we make the deadline September 1 then?
I don't know why not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how long does it take
mm-hmm.
to make copies of submissions? We could make it to, when's our meeting? The day before the meeting, right?
Yes.
Can we?
Yeah. I'd be okay
I mean,
with
that's
that.
A lot of, Alyssa.
Or a couple days because
So September 20th would be our commission
mm-hmm.
meeting. So September 19th would be the Tuesday before.
I'm looking up our council meeting cadence here. First Tuesday of each month at 5 p.m.?
First Tuesday?
I think so. It says first 4 Tuesdays of each month, which it's got to be some type of typo, and it's just taking forever to load, so I don't know what's going on here. But
so it may be the 7th of November for the council.
So we would
mm-hmm.
have to request to be on the agenda a month ahead?
I'm
Do you know
not
what the
sure.
rules are for that?
No, I'm not too familiar with the council items, but
mm-hmm.
I can ask and look into that.
Yes,
well.
Then we could do a follow-up for
first
the next meeting next
Tuesday.
Month.
Mm-hmm.
So the next meeting is Tuesday, July 25th.
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
And so will we get all these applications emailed, or we won't see them until we come to the meeting?
What I will gather is I will have access to the applications, or city clerk will give me the applications. From here, from this note, it seems they'll have 2 photos along with their submission form. So I can send them as an email as I do before our meetings with the agenda packet as attachments.
Great.
So there's a little discussion of knowledge beforehand.
Yes.
So I don't
How long would you need to turn those around? Because we've got to give you some admin lead time.
That
so
is correct.
20th meeting.
It would have to probably be the week before.
So the week of the 11th? Oh, 9/11, have it due. I actually like that.
I would say anything before the 13th.
Of September.
Of September.
9/11? I like 9/11.
Anything. Well, at least we're open.
And then people will commemorate it.
Yeah.
You know? Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
So
then this form would have to say by
11
September of 2000, instead of your submission, 2023. And then we would have them for our meeting on the 20th.
Mm-hmm. And what about this date on the front? Download application submitted by July 31st.
That's just a disconnect. That should change too. Yes. That should be
so I can update that.
Okay.
That part. The police obviously will be taken off. Fire department will be changed as well.
Yes.
I think that's it. And then.
Who owns the cvveterans@chulavista.gov email? So that comes directly to you?
Yes.
So you don't need access to the city the city clerk.
No.
They're gonna land
they
in your inbox.
Straight to the inbox. Yes.
That's even easier.
Yes.
Because you can do them as they come in.
Yes.
Oh, I'm liking this.
Wow! Then after action, we did something by the end of this year.
I love
right?
it.
No, I'm happy with that because
yes.
the last couple years, no one's been doing anything.
I know.
Yes.
So.
Love it.
Okay, we're putting a mark under our name.
September 11th of 2023. Okay.
We just have to figure out how we could legally push it out through the council, the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can I put it on next door and say, you know, by the way, if anyone knows it. All I'm doing is telling them to go online, our website.
Yeah, once you update the link, we should all be able to email and
mm-hmm.
publish and whatever.
Mm-hmm. I will, as I ask city clerk about the veterans page in general, I'll throw that out there about this specific item. What can be done to advertise?
Can you not just limit it to this specific item? Because there was, I know there was this brownout last time, and I was very dejected when I was
brownout?
Told you can't talk to anybody about this at our last
oh,
meeting.
Uh-huh.
You can't discuss what happened. We can't call each other, all that stuff. No social media, nothing. And I'm like, I want to post shit on my stuff on my page and say, hey, go to here and learn about the city of Chula Vista's something. And I felt like I couldn't do that because that would be putting things on social media. Can we do that legally? Are we authorized to say, hey, here's the link? We don't have to put opinions or anything. Just publish the information. Here's the Veteran of the Year program. You nominate yourself or someone else. Go. That seems pretty innocuous.
I will double check with city clerk about
like, can
it.
She give me this person's Shirley Farrell so I could, you know, explain who she is to Michael, the owner of that magazine? If he wants to do a little, like...
I have a website. I'll give you the email address.
I know, but can she do that? Is that the Brown Act?
I know that it can be given here. I'm not sure about outside.
So you just give it to Alyssa. Alyssa will give it to me.
That can be done as
yeah,
well. If
let's
you
just
email
it that
the,
way.
The information to
if it's public
email.
Information on the internet,
mm-hmm.
why can't we share the website?
I am not too sure.
That's a
city
clerk.
She will get back with
yes,
that.
I will get back.
That's the specific
about
question.
Those
if it's
specific.
Available in the public domain, we can share information on the public domain with anybody. That's not a social media thing. It's when we attach it to us by name. I send you an email, or I can send you one, but
yes.
I can't send you one.
Right.
That would be a different thing.
Right.
I do believe.
Yes.
Going back to my governance law degree.
In the meantime,
pretty sure.
Just give it to her and give it
yeah.
to me so you go faster, but
yeah.
we will find out for
yes.
in the future.
Yes.
But then when can I legally tell Michael that our hometown magazine, like, you know, I have a great idea for your newspaper. Can you write about this?
I believe the research portion is on you. You completely can do it on your time after
okay.
we get back. And then as the new fiscal year chair, you and I will have more communication with the liaison as well, that we can have open discussions about more of the nitty-gritty to get the agenda items for next time.
Okay.
Yay.
Wow, I think we're going to do it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Did you do it before? Because you've been on this commission for a while.
I didn't do anything before. The first meeting was like, two meetings ago.
That wasn't a meeting.
Oh, I thought
yeah.
you've been on this
because COVID.
I have been. I'm about ready to age out.
But you never did a Veterans of the Year thing?
No. We never had meetings. We'd show up at the door and they'd say, oh, no meeting today. So we'd all go home. And
okay.
we'd show up. Like, for 2 years I did that.
Okay. Then this is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is good.
That's, you're feeling my pent-upness.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm pushing it.
Good.
Hold the tape down.
Gotta do something.
That's a good thing.
Okay, so what was that?
Let's see.
chocolate. That's okay. See?
So do we need a motion to push, do the dates and everything, update the dates? That's just done. Okay.
Yeah, because that was our 4.3 item.
So we will now move to commissioner comments.
Or should we...
Isn't it staff comments?
Staff, yes,
staff
number four.
Or other business.
It should be your section.
Wouldn't he be other business?
Because after
were
three, it's four.
Were you motioning to me or him?
You. You are
I'm
under
staff comments.
Staff.
No comments.
But before staff comments, we have other business.
It was the develop and discuss veteran of the year, which is...
I thought it was him.
I don't know.
No, that would have been
that
first
the beginning.
One, public.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have the... Oh.
He didn't think
sorry.
About it till later.
I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry.
No staff yes. comments. Happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Happy to have
for
you.
For the record.
For the record.
Liaison.
For the record, liaison, Josh Sanders. Nothing to add. Thank you so much for having me. On to the chair's comments.
Yes.
Cheska, I'm the new chair. Thank you for putting your faith in me. And as you know, I'm energetic too, and I want to get things done. I have to have something done. So I look forward to being your chair for the next year. And thank you for the person bringing the chocolates. And thank you for having an amazing staff. And thank you for coming here. It's public. So we now
nice.
We'll move to commissioner's comments. Commissioner Williams or Commissioner Pine, do you have any comments?
No comments. Thank you very much. It was
I am so
meeting.
Excited. I'm sorry, I just cut you off and I apologize. That was rude.
It's okay.
I can barely contain myself. There's a song. I'm so excited. I just can't. I
no,
am.
We,
I came here intending
we
to resign
something.
Tonight.
I'm a doer.
Oh my gosh.
I actually have
yeah.
my letter. I told my husband I can't do this.
No, we're
and
doers.
Go and shoot the.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We're,
I want
yeah.
to do that.
That has a heck of a turnaround right there.
We are doers.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
We're creative. You need to talk
Roger
to me. Stang. Talk to her. Talk to me.
Roger Stang. Yeah. That's awesome.
Talk to her. Talk to me. It'll go really fast.
Yes.
Nice.
So.
Thank you.
The time is 6:47, and I'm adjourning the meeting to the regular meeting on August 16th. Thank you.